Welcome to another Father-Son Podcast with your host, Jeff Captain Caveman Denz, and your Raging Butterfly co-host over there, Forrest. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. I had some good steak today.
Yep.
Feel good.
You cooked it good. It was really tender.
Yeah, it was really good. It was nice and tender, and yeah.
I take tender over flavor any day.
Yeah.
Well, I like the rip-apart meat that just falls off.
Yeah. So I made it rare for Forrest today. Normally, we make it medium to medium well, and the middle's cooked pretty good, but we made it pretty rare today because it was a pretty thick cut, and so we pan-fried the outside and ate it up, and it was pretty yummy.
Yep.
And Forrest had shrimp.
Yeah, I had shrimp sushi, so technically I had steak and shrimp.
Damn, son. Living large. I wish I could live like that.
If you had one of my sushi, you pretty much would have. Or even just a little shrimp.
Yeah, just a little shrimp.
I only had like two tiny pieces of steak. Because yeah. I also ate the
taco meat. Yeah, the leftover taco meat.
Ooh. Put some cheese on it. I melted the cheese
while
I cooked it.
I think the next day taco meat is better than the original taco meat.
I don't know. I think it'd be good if you threw it in like a chili or something.
Probably, but I like it just like that. I like it like that. No? You're not a big fan?
I don't know. It's a little like clunky. And it...
Did you microwave it long enough so the sauce melted up a little bit? Yeah. I don't know, maybe I added a little bit
more
water.
Maybe you should microwave it for like 30 seconds, stir it up, and then microwave it for another 30 seconds.
Probably.
So then it gets looser.
Mm-hmm. There's probably a little pan fat because that was all beef raised, GMO, non-GMO, organic beef. It was super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do have some questions about food today.
What's that?
I have two questions. What kind of food do you think is best for, like, you when you're trying to keep, like, at a certain weight without getting too big?
Right.
But not also get too small? Like, what foods do you eat to kind of maintain a weight?
Well, I actually been eating decently healthy lately. Since we've been making a little bit extra food, I've been taking, like, prep meals to work again. So,
pretty
like,
much.
Tomorrow I have that steak I can take. And so, right now, I've been mostly fasting. I went from, usually I fast from...
Before, intermittent fasting.
Yeah, I'm doing intermittent fasting. Before I was fasting from,
Wasn't it 12 to, like, 8?
Yeah, I fasted from... I ate my first meal at 4 and my last meal at 10. 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. was my eating window.
So you basically had 6 hours.
Yeah, now I've been doing... I eat my first meal at noon, and then I eat another meal. I've been trying to eat it as early as we can, like 8-ish. So that's like 8 hours I've been eating in between, and I don't eat besides for that.
Yeah. I don't eat, breakfast.
Yeah, I don't eat breakfast.
Does breakfast really give you energy? Like, to go in the morning?
No. What it can do is it can give you, like, a quick sugar energy rush.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Carbohydrates gives you a quick burst of energy.
Depending on the carbohydrates, yeah.
That's apparently how carbohydrates work.
If you get complex carbs, which is, you know, like your... good starchy food that's not too, like, you don't want to eat like potato chips for carbs, you know, that's not short even carbs.
Yeah.
You want to get some carbs that are going to last during the day, because if you get
simple carbs are, first of all, usually in sugar, and they only give you a quick burst of energy.
Yeah, they give you a quick burst of energy, and your body breaks them down really quick, you know, like white rice and it just eats up really quick. So what you want to do is you want to get some complex carbs, like, you know, whatever, I don't know. I don't really eat carbs a lot because I feel like that carbs make me more tired in the long run, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I try and stay away from carbs in the morning, especially because I feel like I get tired. So if I do eat in the morning, it's usually just a couple eggs or something. But, you know, I don't think I've eaten in the morning in, I don't know, in two fight camps now. Since two fight camps ago, I haven't been eating breakfasts at all.
Yeah, you only eat in the morning, like, on Sundays, and that's when you're not in a training camp, and you eat a couple of eggs.
Yeah, or
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, sometimes I have a couple of eggs before I go to death camp, depending on how the night before went. Because sometimes we don't eat. We eat at like 4 or 5 on Saturday.
And then we don't eat.
Yeah, and then we don't eat again until... Like, when I sometimes I get home from death camp at 5 if we stay and talk at Mustafa too long.
When it was in the winter, we were there from daylight to nighttime.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm in there and I'm talking with Mustafa and I just get really hungry. So when I feel like that, I usually... I've been eating some eggs before I go there, but then...
Wasn't the time we were there till nighttime, like, a debate?
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mom and Mustafa were debating, and we were there, like, forever. Because they had opposing points of view, and they were both... It was civil, but they were definitely opposing points of view. So, mm-hmm. It was interesting. I like listening to them argue. Well, not argue, debate. Debate's a better word.
Debate. Yeah. So, what kind of foods do you think are best for building your muscle mass and trying to just get as big as possible?
So, basically, what I've been doing is, right now I'm a little fat, so I'm going back into carb deficit. But what I was doing was, I try and eat more calories than I burn during the day. So, I have an app that figures that out for me. I have the formula written down somewhere. I forgot it now, to be honest with you. I don't want to tell you the wrong thing and say it on a podcast, and everyone will be like, that's not right. You're stupid. That's why I was talking about some carbs, too, because there's some of the carbs I was eating that used to be considered complex carbs aren't really considered complex carbs anymore. So I'm just getting – I want to re-educate myself on the top before I talk about it over the mic. What I do want to talk about is I over – let me start back from the beginning again. I messed it all up looking at my phone. So – I'm trying to eat in a calorie deficit right now. That means right now I need to take in 2,000 calories without 2,156 calories without working out, due to my activity at work and, you know, just the way my body burns fuel.
Yeah.
So if I eat that much, I maintain my weight. So right now I'm trying to eat.
Wait, about, there's a formula to figure that out?
Yeah, there's a formula to figure that out.
That's cool.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the app that I have on my phone.
So you can maintain a healthy weight.
Yeah. I can maintain my same weight if I want.
Yeah.
And that's what I use when I'm fighting. I write everything in that app. And, you know, I can tell if I'm gaining or losing weight. And I weigh myself at the same time every day. And when I'm actually actively watching my weight, I drink at the same time every day. So the water weight doesn't affect my scale weight.
That sounds like really hard.
It is.
I just want to figure out how to maintain weight, like without water weight.
So I'll figure out. We'll figure out how many calories you need to eat, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And then that's what you got to eat. And you have to realize everything you take in your body probably has calories in it. So, like, when you're drinking a drink?
Calories,
right? There's a lot. You'd probably drink a lot of calories, to be honest with you.
Me? Yeah, definitely. Especially on the weekends.
Uh-huh. And then whenever you eat, there's a lot of calories. So the more carbohydrate, doughy, or fatty foods that you eat, like chips and...
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate bars you like, got a lot of calories in them, and they add up really, really quick, right?
I think sometimes I might drink more calories in a day on the weekend than I eat.
That's true. I do the same thing, but I monitor it in my phone.
Yeah.
So I actually realized, like, wow, dude, I had 3 pops today. That means I can't eat one of my meals. Sometimes it's like that. And you don't want to do that because then you feel like crap. And I found out that, I was having some stomach issues when I was eating breakfast, lunch, and before the gym. And if I fast, I found out that it doesn't really bother me. I don't feel like I gotta go to the bathroom when people go neon belly or punch me in the stomach really bad.
So you don't eat until 4, but that's before the gym.
Yep. Yeah, well, I usually just have like a shake or like a protein cookie or a protein bar. I'm not eating like a real meal of food.
Yeah.
So, and with lunch, that's normally what I was doing, was just having a shake or like a protein bar. But now I've been eating like the real food that we've been making for dinner. So while I feel okay and my weight's staying down, I'm not feeling as good when I train. So I think I'm going to go back to fasting a little bit longer and just having a shake before I train. But I'll wait till Mom gets home to do that, because it's just too hard to get everything ready and do it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier to have prep meals ready to go.
Make extra food.
Yeah.
Throw them in the prep meal box and just cook them up and eat them at work.
Yeah, it works out great for me. Yeah. It's just, and I'm not really training for anything. So if I feel a little sick, I just train a little bit less, you know?
I was just thinking, if you had to take care of yourself and you did it that way, you'd be eating terrible. Because you would try to stay cheap, but then you'd also be making extra food. So you'd have bad quality food, but a lot of it.
I would not. I would have chicken and rice every day because I can eat the same thing every day and not be sick of it.
How?
I'd either have chicken and rice every day, shrimp and rice every day, or maybe steak every now and then, and I would be fine. I would have no problems.
How do you not get sick of chicken and rice? It's like the most boring food in the world.
Because you can put brown rice, you can make jasmine rice, you can have regular chicken, you can have grilled chicken, you can have barbecue chicken. And then you can have steak when you get sick of chicken. Every now and then you put a couple shrimps on there for a little different flavor. If you're feeling really crazy, you can barbecue the shrimp.
Didn't you cook them in butter one time?
Oh, I dipped them in butter and cooked them on the grill, remember?
Yeah.
They were really good.
They were really good, but they kept falling into the grill.
Yeah, I need to get a better grill. We didn't have any tinfoil either. You usually cook it on tinfoil on the grill.
You just put it on tinfoil.
Yeah, and then it'll cook right on tinfoil, but we didn't have any tinfoil. I went to go in there, and the thing was empty. I remember it very vividly. I was thinking about using saran wrap to see if I could use saran wrap and see how it melted around the shrimp. But I figured Mom would be mad when I melted plastic on a shrimp on purpose, so I didn't do it. But I thought it'd be pretty funny if you came out and you watched it melt around the thing.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Pretty snowy today.
Yeah.
You had to get out and shovel.
Yeah,
so stupid shoveling. And it's going to be cold for a couple days, so I had to shovel. Driving was crappy. It was late for the gym.
If it all freezes, I'll have a snow day.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully
it'll freeze. You can't drive on ice.
No. Tomorrow, I'm probably going to get up early and go to work a little bit early. So
you don't have to stay as late.
Actually, I'm trying to get this part done by noon, so. Oh. Yeah, pretty shitty. Yeah, deadlines. Well, dude, it's so stupid because, listen, this is how crazy work is, right? You're like, oh, man. So my job is a little bit crazy. I'm letting you into my world right now. You know, we don't usually. I think this is the first time we ever talk about work, right? I mean, besides for me and Mom talking about it and you overhear it.
Yeah.
So I go to work and I've been asking about these parts for weeks. Every Monday I come in and I try and figure out what I'm going to do for the week. We don't really know what backlog, we don't have a backlog or anything, so we don't really know what we're doing, but kind of what we need for the bell tailgates and some of the other stuff that I work. And
this already sounds really bad.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. It's the worst, one of the worst run places ever. And then, you know, I know Heather's going to need some stuff, so we figure out what Heather needs. Heather's, one of our parts ordering people, so she sells parts that we make, so pretty much she runs our schedule sometimes. That's just kind of how it works. And then, you know, the projects that we have around the shop. And I talk with the other guys around the shop. Because I'm a union guy, so I talk with them anyways. So, you know, every Monday I've been asking Lenny, when are we going to make these bushings? When are we going to make these bushings? That started, I think, in August.
In August?
Pretty sure August. It might, right around the end of August, right by Mom's birthday.
It's been like 4 months.
Yeah, right around August time. And end of August. Maybe start of September. It was definitely there by my birthday. Because those things, that giant claw thing was there on my birthday. So since at least September 26th, that claw's been sitting there. I know for sure it was there on my birthday. And they finally cut out these aluminum bronze pieces. So what happens is it's this claw is like a giant claw from, you know, the game machines where you have the claw. Mm-hmm. It's got the four prongs and it comes down and picks them up. Well, picture that about the size of this room. So that's what we're putting together. This room's probably about, I don't know, what do you think, 10 feet tall by maybe 10 feet wide. Not even that wide. Not even that tall or wide. Maybe 9 by 9. And basically, one of the arms is the pin broke and the whole thing's all messed up. A pin goes through it to hold it on there, and that's the thing that the pin goes through. The ears and arm is all messed up. So we made new ears, new arms, made a giant metal piece, 6 inches long, 3.42 hole in the middle, and then put aluminum bronze bushings in to run the pins through. But that's been sitting there for months now, and it needs to go out. Well, it needed to go out today, but it's not done because the welder guy that was working on it left, so I got to leave too. Anyways, put the pin in. Nothing fits. They redid it. They didn't know what they're doing. James is our guy that's engineering it, but he's not really an engineer. So I went and told him, like, dude, 7 inches, as he's made it 7 3/4 as a print. Like, I don't think that's right because it's going to be too wide, and it wasn't right. So then we had to redo the whole thing. And so, you know. It's still not done. But at the end of the day, it's not done. I stayed till 4:30, and I was late for practice, and still not done. But I only got a little bit to go in the morning.
Stupid.
Yeah, so we're going to get up early, go in early, finish that stupid piece. And then the rest of my day will probably be pretty slow once I get it done because I don't have a lot of other stuff going on.
Oy.
Yeah, the whole thing is, though, we've been super slow. I've had machines open to do it for weeks. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's like not even smart crazy.
Yeah, it's just
dumb. That's dumb crazy.
Yep.
Thursday, one day away from Friday.
Yep. But, so, well, I'm going to have to work Saturday too. So I got to get up early Saturday. If you want to come to practice, I'm going to have to run home and pick you up and then take you to practice. And then Sunday, we got to take Lala shopping in the morning. So, yeah. I don't know. You want to do Sunday fun day? So I'll get up at like 8. I'll be over by Lala's by 8. Should be done shopping by like 9:30. I can be back to pick you up, no problem.
Yeah.
For Sunday fun day. I'll wake you up when I get home.
Yeah.
Cool?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's our day. That's our life. We didn't have a whole lot to talk about, so we just talked about mundane stuff.
Mm-hmm. I had some kind of decent questions.
Yeah, you had decent questions, but I had shitty answers for you. So, poopy answers for you. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. Yeah, I don't have the best answers for you. Actually, we should go look that up. We'll sit down. I listened to Joe Rogan podcast, and they had two doctors on, and they were arguing about the way carbohydrates work in your body. So I'm going to go back and listen to that again. I'm going to do a little bit more research, and then we can have a more informed conversation probably next week sometime.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I love you, man.
Love you, too.
Let's get out of here. It's probably 11 o'clock. 10:55. We're out.